You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Back in the studio, we got the ump, Vin Cerullo, hanging out with us.
Yeah, Vin, welcome back.
Hi, guys. How's everything? Yeah.
Yeah, everything's great. Doing well.
Yeah, Vin, since the last time we spoke to you, are there any sports stories we need to know about?
One of our local universities has an outstanding softball coach, and she is at the University of Bridgeport. The coach I'm talking about is Dawn Stearns. Coach Stearns started her career at Daniel Hand High School of Madison and was an assistant coach there. She then moved over to Mitchell College, which is in New London, before landing at University of Bridgeport, where she's been for the last 15 years. Coach Stern has gotten 122 victories with a grand total of 273. This is along with three conference championships, three NCAA Division II appearances. And you will see her at many high school games as well as high school playoffs as Coach Stearns recruits many of the local players as well as from across the nation. Coach Stearns is a great lady and obviously an outstanding coach.
Yeah, it sounds like she's really loved here in the
yeah,
city of Bridgeport.
Yeah, she really is. And she has a great following as well and absolutely fabulous lady. I know her personally. She really is outstanding.
Nice.
As many of you know, that the University of Oklahoma won the Women's College World Series. This was their fourth in a row. Head coach Patty Gasso has amassed a true powerhouse of great players with a focus on pitching. In the last couple years, they have pitchers like Paige Parker, who collected 968 strikeouts in 867 innings. While, let's not forget, Kelly Ricketts, she was and has amassed 1,605 strikeouts to her credit while throwing in 1,047 innings. Both of these two ladies were instrumental in three of the four World Series victories for the University of Oklahoma. Taking a look at Men's College Baseball World Series, as it is sometimes called, the greatest show on dirt. Two notes that the last number one seed won the World Series was in 1999, and this year's number one series is Tennessee. The second note of interest is Tennessee's Christian Moore. Christian has been the third player to hit for the cycle in the NCAA MCWS. But moving forward, the series has started with eight teams who worked their way through the conference playoffs, regionals, and super regionals to have the privilege of participating in the Men's College World Series. And we are now down to the final two. These two teams are number one Tennessee and number three Texas A&M. The final games are the best of three, and as of right now, the series is tied at one game apiece. The final game for the national championship will be played later this evening at 8 o'clock.
Nice. We're going to get some of these Connecticut schools in there next year.
Oh, hopefully that would be awesome. Yeah. Now, but it's tough coming from the Northeast because it's such a cold weather where a lot of these teams are able to stay longer in the South.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So they get to play more games, and it's really advantageous to them.
All right, coming up at 6:25, we're going to talk Little League World Series coming up at the end of the summer. So we'll talk some Little League and some more baseball with the ump, Vin Cerullo, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. The ump, Vin Cerullo, back with us.
Yeah, and the high school season is over for the spring sports here in Connecticut. So, Vin, tell us about some of the teams who came out on top.
Various championships that happened in the CIAC will go with baseball and softball. In Double L, it was Amity in baseball. In the L, it was Woodstock Academy. In M, it was Woodland, and in the S, it was Coventry. Over in softball, the winner in the double L was Fairfield Ludlow. In L, it was Massac. M was Woodlawn, and S was Coventry. And congratulations to all the winners, but a special congrats to Coventry and Woodland, who won both baseball and softball championships in their respective classes. Awesome job by them. But now we move over to the local youth leagues as it's tournament time. In Little League District 4, Hamden, Milford, and Orange each have two wins in the baseball bracket, and Cheshire and Max Sinaway have one win apiece. The next games are to be played on Tuesday. The games to watch are Cheshire at Hamden at 5:30 start, and Milford and Orange, an 8 p.m. start under the lights. In District 2, the 12-year-old boys, Trumbull, leads the pack with two wins, followed by Westport and Fairfield American, each having one win. All the games are being played in Trumbull at the Unity Park Complex, just off the parkway on White Plains Road. Best of luck to all the participants in the push for all the Little League tournaments. Little League Baseball championship games are going to be played. We'll be playing on July 28th through August 1st in Livermore, California. The juniors will be playing August 1st through the 11th in Taylor, Michigan. And the seniors will be playing July 27th through August 3rd at Easley, South Carolina. In Little League Softball, the seniors will be playing July 29th through August 1st in Lower Delaware County, all culminating in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, with the Little League World Series, the 11 and 12-year-old boys. And that will go from August 14th through the 25th.
Nice. And so all these Connecticut teams, they compete within the state to become the Connecticut representative, right?
Yes. What happens is you win your districts.
Yep.
Okay. You go on to your states.
Okay.
Once you win your state, you go up to Bristol, where you play against the various other states,
right,
like New York, Pennsylvania, Maine, and so on, Rhode Island. If you win that, because it's divided into two, Mid-Atlantic and New England, if you win one of those categories, okay, then you go on to Williamsport.
And you represent the Northeast, basically.
Being Mid-Atlantic and New England.
Yeah.
Those are the two regions.
Nice. Well, best of luck to all the players, all the Little
Leaguers
here.
And you know what? It really gets exciting as it gets down to it.
Yeah, I love it. All right, I'm Vince Cerullo. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, great.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.